our theme for this year, 2020, a year of clear vision. And not, you know, we're not going to do everything right all the times, but God is not looking at our failures. He's looking at our potential. And that's what he's seeing. He's seeing the spirit that he put on the inside of us, not your failures. He knows you're going to miss it. I'm not going to hear God and do specifically what I need to do all the time, every time. But that's my goal. That's a goal we strive for. But he's not holding it against us. He just wants us to be faithful and keep going. Amen. Like the little Energizer bunny. He just keeps going. All right. Battery runs out. We got speakers. When our battery runs out, Pastor, we're making sure we got ample supply back there. But somebody's got to take the old ones out and put the new one in. God's not going to do that for me. He got to take that old, Ron. Sometimes some old stuff's got to come out when some new stuff comes in. That's called revelation. I've been hearing it wrong, but now I heard that the light's been put on it, and I got it. That's revelation. That's what when the Holy Spirit says, you got it, the light's on. So our theme for this year, God spoke to us in Habakkuk 2:4. Says, and Lord, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that reads it. For the vision, say vision, is yet for appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak. When God's word has vision in it. Revelation brings you vision. It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Just shall live by faith. See, I seen Ruthie's tonsils inflamed, but my spirit said, I see them normal. See, you got to give. That's what the doctor does. He looks at your body and says, this is wrong. This is how we're going to make it right. That's what faith people do. That's wrong, and when I speak this word, it's going to make it right. And we reverse the curse. But God can't speak it for you. You got to speak it. God gives you a vision, but you got to speak that word out so the vision can come to pass. If not, God's waiting. A lot of times God's waiting for us to say what he said. TV, to the work. TV, we still trying to wait for people to come in to help do the soundboard. Right? But I remember, gosh, who was I listening to? Keith Moore. Keith Moore didn't start out pastoring two churches and flying around in plane and going teaching all these places. He didn't start out there. And we all have our starting place. He started out in going down to Rhema and getting underneath some good Bible teaching. Him and his wife didn't have the money to do it, sold everything they had up here and drove down in a used vehicle to get there, believing God for gas to get there. So don't look at people maybe where they are, because there's a story behind the story. You know. So don't look at somebody else's vision if it's not yours and say, man, they ain't doing that right. No, God gives each of us different visions. But Keith was just mentioning about that, how that he didn't start there. But talking about TV, he said he never thought about flying. You know, when they start getting a little bit bigger, they were going around, they left Rhema. God gave them a traveling ministry, going around teaching people about faith, having faith seminars. And they were driving and riding, but then association by association, they went to a believers meeting and actually got to meet Brother Copeland. And then, you know, that's a divine connection. It's not, I got to go to Tammy and say, Tammy, God's called me to be with you. God's called me to do this. No, God's got to tell Tammy that. You don't go promoting yourself. That's where you let the Holy Ghost do it. Keith didn't go run to Brother Copeland and all this stuff, but a divine association took place there. And they got hooked up and started teaching and ministering together. And one day, Keith was up with Brother Copeland at his hangar. This is when Brother Copeland had his maybe first or second plane. He's been in the ministry 20, 30 years before Keith Moore. And they're sitting there and they're talking by the plane. And Brother Copeland says, Keith, sit up there in the cockpit. Now, Brother Copeland is a pilot. He flies too. So, $1 million plane. Somebody says, you want to sit in my Cadillac? Yeah. Cecil let me sit in his, what's that, a 280-something?
370Z.
See, 370Z. Tammy, I like never got out of thing once I got in it. It was so low to the ground. I said, see, that's Cecil's vision. That's what he likes to drive. I'm more up high now. But he let me, he said, sit in it. I said, okay. He took me out to eat. Brother Copeland said, Keith, sit up there in that cockpit. Yeah, man, nice. Million-dollar plane, jet. This wasn't a plane, this is a jet. And I like what he said. And Brother Copeland said, now, and Keith says, man, this feels pretty good. This is nice. And Brother Copeland said, make airplane noises. Vroom, 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 vroom. So he started doing it. What was Brother Copeland doing? Brother Copeland saw something on the inside of Keith that God wanted to take him further, and he's going to need this. He's a prophet. Brother Kenneth focuses, he sees things. So he probably saw Keith flying around teaching and preaching the gospel, and he needed to get him his vision a little bit bigger. See, you always need to, I need to be around people that have a bigger vision than I do. In other words, I need to go visit some churches that have TV productions. And I actually met one of Cynthia's, the one that helped her with the funeral, Bethel Baptist Church. They do live streaming. They got, the guy was over the camera production. They got three or four cameras in there. So see, I could go now, I know somebody, I could go sit in their church and get a vision of what it's like to have cameras in the church. Do you understand what we're talking about? Vision, having a clear vision. I'm not out there making that happen. We were a church serving this family, and this guy shows up and starts talking about cameras. Hello? Amen. TV? So here's Keith sitting in Brother Copeland's jet. Vroom, vroom, vroom. And Brother Copeland says, now, Keith, you need to see yourself flying in a plane. And long story short, Keith's like, we just now getting by flying, you know, driving to places. But lo and behold, God put in his heart. He went to school, started taking his pilot. He became a pilot. And then God sent them people to his church that knew something about aviation. See, you got to prepare yourself. And then God brings the people in. See, that's what was happening. But he didn't start with a jet. He started with a single twin-engine plane. And see, that's where God takes us. When you're faithful over small things, he'll make you ruler over bigger things. So see, your vision needs to always be bigger than you. God's got a big vision. He's got big, big, big vision for this. Take the word of God to the world. TV, y'all got to help me say, TV, radio. We're on internet radio. But God is his voice in us. And it ain't just pastor. It's us, the body of Christ, Word of Faith Worship Center, taking the word of God to the world. All this ain't in the notes, but I'll tell you, I'll flip the page over here in a minute. That's just introduction. See, but God's making that vision. I got to see it on the inside, guys. We got to see it on the inside. And then we'll see it on the outside. And you're a part of it. We each do our part. Amen? Big, God's big. So as we get closer to the rapture of the church, getting closer every day, that rapture, that snatching away. The rapture's not in the Bible, but the snatching away is. Taking us out of here. Jesus is coming back for his church, for his bride. Get us out of here before great tribulation and trial hits the earth. And before that, the Lord wants us to be alert, not sleeping, not lulled. Just, you know, things are just going on the way they're going on. Jesus said he's coming, but he ain't. No, that's what the ignorant people say that are not looking for him. He don't want us sleeping because evil is going to get worse and worse. We can't pray against that, but we can pray that, Lord, keep us from that evil one. Lord, lead us not into temptation. That was that prayer we prayed. But deliver us from evil. What is that doing? That's God giving God access into my life to give me light in something. God don't want us to be tempted with evil, but we got to ask him, Lord, I don't want to go down. Keep me from the evil one. And when you pray that prayer, God will give you a dream if he needs to. And he'll speak to you loudly. You might have a flat tire one morning on your car. Why? God could have caused an angel to flatten your tire, you know, so you wouldn't go be getting a wreck. Now, can you understand that? I'm thinking, I'll just give you an example. I don't know where it's at. We got a meeting today. I had one paper that I was going to print out for everybody, and it's no big deal. And I had it right on my computer. And I'm just right there on the couch, and I did something. I saw the paper just slip. So I figured, what's underneath the couch? I pulled couches up. I ain't found that paper yet. I did find Kelsey's keys that Rowan lost. I found a set of keys to her car, about a $150 key fob set. So that's good. I'm like, well, heck, there's the keys. Man, I've been looking for them things. There's them key fob keys. I ain't found that paper yet. I don't know where it went. Don't care. Because I know what was on it. Amen. As long as you know what the vision says, if you wrote it down somewhere, write the vision, make it plain. Sometimes you might lose it. But if it's in your heart, you'll never lose it. Amen? So I'll share with you what's on that paper a little bit later. But God can do something like that. That's, in other words, keep you. He might tell the angel, let the air out of that tire, because I know them. They're going to get up and they're going to go and they're going to hit this tragedy. Now that's, you understand, God's not demolishing your car, but to slow you down, he'll do something like that to protect you. In other words, he'll keep you sleeping. He'll give you a deep sleep to keep you at home if he needs to, if we make ourselves available to that. Lord, keep me from evil. Now, God doesn't bring evil to keep you from evil, but he can do something like that. I don't mind changing the tire instead of changing my being crippled the rest of my life. Hey, man, it's worth a tire. Putting some air in your tire. I'm just going to trust God. Now, don't think God's going to cause you to be in a wreck to get you a new car. I'm talking about something minor here. It ain't going to bring evil in your life. Amen. When the Lord speaks, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. But remember, he's not limited by time like we are. And he gave us this year vision, a DVR. That's a digital video recorder. And it takes and it records visions, and then it puts them on TV screens. Dreams, visions, revelation. That's what the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is like a DVR on the inside of us. When we get born again, he knows everything about God. He is God. He's on the inside of us, but are we going to record? See, how do we record? Every day we got to record what we want in our lives. Amen? Record. And it goes into our DVR. It goes into our spirit man. And then when we need that movie to play, when we need that vision, the Holy Ghost will say, and then it'll come to your mind. Revelation comes to your mind. Light bulb comes on. I need to be there. I need to go there. I need to say this. I need to do that. Does that make sense? Yeah. But see, don't think God can play something that you ain't never recorded. Amen? Well, I got some good movies I like to watch. If I had a DVR and I'm not home to see it, I got to record it. Don't think you're going to go home and watch something you didn't record. Don't think God's going to tell you something you ain't seeking him. Amen. But when you seek him, you will find him. He'll show up. That's dreams, vision, and then revelation. And then this all came out of Acts 2:17. Because God prophesied this. This is after Jesus has resurrected. This is Peter's first message. He's speaking what Joel. See, it had already been recorded. Joel recorded it. They wrote it down. The prophet Joel said this, and the Holy Ghost told Peter, now you say this. You preach this out here. There's some people that need to hear this, Peter. And Peter stood up and said, it's going to come to pass in the last days, saith God. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I see flesh out here. That includes you and me. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Ruthie's going to prophesy. Ruthie's going to play softball. She's going to be the top of her game. She's not going to be sick. She's going to be blessed. She's going to take healing to other people. See, I'm coming against the devil right now. The devil's a liar. She's blessed. She's going to prophesy, sons and daughters. She's going to say good things about God. And young men's going to see visions. And old men's going to dream dreams. That's what God said. Now, godly dreams equal visions. See, there's dreams and visions, but a lot of times a dream is just a vision in the night. It's while you're sleeping. It's still a vision. But godly dreams equals godly visions. Matthew 1:20. Oh, man, I think God slowed the time down. I thought it was a whole lot later than that. Praise God. Y'all supposed to say praise God. I don't know what we're going to do once this TV goes back here. It's got to take the place of that clock. I don't even know what's going to happen, Larry. We ain't going to have no clock no more. Now, Leo's got a vision. I didn't hear Leo's got a vision for me about a clock. Matthew 1:20, talking about godly dreams equals visions. But while he thought on these things, wait a minute, let me make sure I didn't leave out something important here. I don't think I did. Nope, I'm good. Matthew 1:20, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, your dreams are speaking something to you. In a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived is her, is of the Holy Ghost. God spoke to Joseph in a dream. Praise God that Joseph thought about these things. Proverbs 4:26 says, ponder the path of your feet and let all thy ways be established. This is what Mary did. She pondered. Remember, Mary pondered all these things that was people were saying about her, that she, you know, you're going to have a son, they're going to name him Jesus, and he's going to take away the sins of the world. I'm a virgin. You know, that's point right there to say, it's going to take faith for me to believe this. I'm a virgin. How's it going to happen? God said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and you shall conceive. God's faithful, amen? But Leo, she did have to receive it. She had to receive that word, to conceive that word, to be the word. Jesus became flesh, and he had to have permission from Mary. Ain't that awesome how God even had to have Mary to say yes? Amen means yes. She said amen. She said, so be it. That means amen. Yes, that's what Mary said. So Joseph had to ponder these things. He had a dream. It's good to meditate on decisions. Don't make hasty decisions, because Proverbs 14:29 says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. In other words, you're going to get in trouble. I need to hear this. He that is slow to wrath, when somebody burns your car and slashes your tire, I don't know if Tammy heard about our story with our Durango. That's what happened to Dallas's car. I had to be slow to wrath about this individual. Didn't know what was going on. And then I had to forgive him. Because God says, if you don't forgive, I can't forgive them. So that's what I'm, vision. I had a vision. My first vision wasn't good. I wanted to find this person and just wanted, like Leah, you just wanted to get a hold of them. You wanted to knock them around a little bit. Man, we're still having the effects of still all of our schedules messed up because Daddy don't have a car. Kelsey don't have a car. Kelsey's boss is loaning her his car. Ain't that awesome? He didn't have to do that, but you know why? Because Kelsey has favor there. She goes and does things when she don't even have to do things. You know why? Because she knows God. That's who she is. And, you know, we were okay to pay for a vehicle, but he said, he's blessing Kelsey. Why? Because Kelsey gave her brother her car. Talking about being a blessing. Because he don't have a car. Because somebody burned it. But I thank God I was slow to wrath. That scripture is working in my life. Praise God that Joseph thought on those things. What if Mary had tried to convince Joseph that her pregnancy was a miracle from the Lord? What if Mary had went to Joseph and say, Joseph, I hate to tell you this, but I'm pregnant, I'm expecting, I'm 3 months, and Jehovah's the father. Joseph would have said, we're going to cut ties right now. She's telling a lie. You've been sleeping around, woman, let's just bring it down. This is what Joseph would have thought. Praise God that Joseph believed God, and Mary kept these things to herself. See, you don't need to tell your visions to everybody. Keep it to yourself until the appointed time, and then when it's time, write it down, get in yourself, and when it's time, run with it. Now it's time to go. Run with it. Amen. Let God establish it. Amen. See it, but you got to say it. You don't have to say it to everybody. Don't say it to people that don't put your pearls before swine, and they trample on your vision. No, you say it before God and let him bring it to pass. Now, I ain't saying, you listen to the Lord. There's some you need wise counsel, but not the world. The world don't believe in Jesus. The world. That's why God sent you and me. Amen. Show them Jesus. Lay hands on them. Don't have to tell them they need to repent. Just get them healed, and then they'll want to repent. Amen. They get touched. Their family get a good word. Man, they ain't heard nothing like that. First thing you hear about sickness, people want to send you. Have you been to the doctor? Miss Alicia say, yep, Dr. Jesus. That's got to be the first doctor you see. And then if you need other counsel, he'll send you somebody else. He'll send you to Dr. Luke. You know, Dr. Luke was a doctor, but he always kept Jesus first and talked about Jesus, wrote about Jesus. The book of Luke, amen. Doctors can write books about Jesus. So Mary, if Mary would have tried to convince Joseph, it would have been relatively easy for Joseph to dismiss his dream as that wasn't from God. In other words, Mary said this, and then he had a dream about it. Do you understand that? How that can be confusing? But Mary kept silent and let the Holy Ghost. Mary let the Holy Spirit do his work. And when then the Lord spoke to Joseph through a dream, and it had to be God. It had to be God. And then Mary could confirm. See, if somebody speaks to you and says, God's calling you to do this, and if God ain't, if it ain't spoke to you, if it's not pregnant on the inside of you, then you're not, you just say, is that right? You say, I'll pray about that. Thank you for that. I'll pray about it. You don't act on nothing unless God has, if it confirms to you, that's different. If you don't have peace about it, you just lay that on the side over there. You keep doing what you know to do. What you know to do. Amen. And that'll take you where you need, where God needs you to be. So this was great wisdom on Mary's part and a wonderful example of how we need to let the Holy Spirit be the one who convicts us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Cindy, God's got big things for you. I just need to stop right there. It might not be the like big things we think about, Hollywood, you know, when we think about big things. No, a lot of little things you're doing, he said, that's a big thing. I'm talking about spending time with your family. You know, because of the job situation, all that stuff. See, the devil might say, see, you know, God don't care about you. You're losing your job. No, see, it's the little things in life that make the difference. So see, what the devil says ain't so big. God says that little thing. He said, I'm going to do great things for you. Because you keep his word precious to your family, to your children. So just take that and let that grow on the inside of you. It's time to just laugh at the devil. Ha, ha, ha. I am. That vision is not from God. When God does something, it'll bring life to you. It won't beat you down. It'd be like some of that dessert I'm going to eat this morning. It's going to be good. See, I didn't get no dessert yesterday. But I saw some good desserts in there. I had to leave because I had to get home. Sherry and Kelsey had to be picked up. I'm down a vehicle. But you know what? I got favor with God. Amen. Ruthie's sick. You know what? Jesus is my healer. Jesus is her healer. There's healing going on in my house right now in the name of Jesus. There's a car out there for Dallas. He's going to get so blessed. And I'm going to get blessed too. Why? Because we all. God's no respecter of persons, Cecil. We all going to be blessed. Just go ahead and give God something you need worked on right now. Amen. See, because the Bible says when we all hurt, when one hurts, we all hurt. So I've been hurting here lately the last couple of weeks. So I'm ready to get blessed. We all going to get blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you just got to laugh. You just gotta step back and just laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh. We just got to laugh, don't we, Brenda? Ha, ha, ha. You know what? I need to be here today. I need to be here today, Larry. Larry went and picked these two plants up for us yesterday. Thank you, Larry. All you got to do is call, man. When you just call somebody, I got you. And Miss Lisa takes him home today. Because, see, Alicia always wanted... She wanted a plant. She wanted something that's going to live. She didn't like to buy things, a flower that's going to die. So Lisa's going to take these somewhere and plant them, and they're going to live. See, that's a memorial. That's every time you see that, you can remember that somebody believed that God is life and light. God knows what he's doing. Remember the old show, Father Knows Best? He knows best. So you just got to rest in that word. Notice that this angel addressed Joseph as thou son of David, King David. He sees him as king, as a you're in the lineage of a king. My Bible says God has made us kings and priests. Jesus has made us kings and priests unto God. So when God sees you, he sees royalty. Elaine, you are royalty. Don't let the world put a stamp on you. No, you are royalty. God's put his mark on us through Jesus, through the Spirit. Amen. This was a reference to his direct lineage to King David. This was probably said as much for Joseph's benefit as anything. You know, I'm glad people don't name me from my lineage, what my daddy was. And, you know, I don't even go looking back in that area. I don't go looking back too far. You can go through all those what ancestry trees and stuff like that. That's okay. But I just go back to my dad. I'm like, thank God I ain't stamped to him. I ain't linked to him. You know, I pray. hope he knows Jesus. But you know what? God came in and broke that curse in my life. There wasn't going to be alcoholism. There wasn't going to be no wife beating and kid beating and molestation in my family in the name of Jesus. God broke that curse. Why? Because he loved me. And he sent Jesus for me. Amen. He gave me deliverance and he opened my eyes to the truth. Amen. I don't know it all, but I'm learning some things. Amen. The devil, he hates us and he wants to kill us. And he wants to always take advantage of it and knock you down. Not so to the children of God. We've got to know who we are in Christ. We're still teaching the authority of the believer on Wednesday nights, and it's changing things in our lives. Amen. So David, this angel speaking to Joseph, this was probably said as much for Joseph's benefit as anything. Because in the natural, the Jews were slaves to the Romans. They were slaves. They were slaves in Pharaoh back in Moses' day. Slaves, bondage. The world today is still trying to keep them in bondage. Anti-Semitics out there. It's still alive. The devil, he's still here. But we got to keep a watch on him. We got to keep him. See, that's why Jesus sent the church. He said, I don't need you guys. When he prayed for us before he left this earth, he said, I'm not praying, Father, that you take them out of here now. We need them down here. I'm just praying they be one as we are one. In other words, Jesus was praying that same anointing upon Miss Tammy. She went and ministered to her parents and all those around her. God is for you. God has given you life. It's on the inside of you. You ain't got to go to heaven to get it. It's on the inside. And we gotta remind ourselves of that every day. The kingdom of heaven has come. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We ain't got to pray that prayer anymore. It's on the inside of us. We need to pray heaven out every day. Amen. See what you want to see happen on the earth. God gives us a voice. You mighty men and women of God, I'm prophesying to you now. You mighty women of God. Amen. Do what God's called you to do. Raise up. Protect Jesus. This was going to be Joseph. He was going to protect Jesus, the Son of God. He had to have, God was giving him an identity. Man, you're gonna be protecting the son of my son Jesus. So he's building him up, man. In a dream, he's doing this. Praise God. This would be the man who would raise and protect Jesus, the Son of God. God has his eye on each one of us too. His eye is on the sparrow. Every sparrow that falls to the ground, God said, that was never my plan. Ain't that awesome? Why God see it? Because he said, that wasn't my plan. The world would try to stamp it to God. Everything evil in the world's happened because God. No, it ain't because of God. Yes, because of God, the little g, the devil. So here is this situation that God used an angel in a dream to help, say this, confirm this miracle that had taken place in Joseph's fiance, Mary. Hey, God knew this boy was going to need some help, Joseph. He's going to need some help. This is a miracle. This ain't never happened before. God's not going to leave you alone. He's not going to tell you to do something that he's not going to give you the anointing and the power to do it, Colette. He's not going to leave you like that. He's going to give you the power to do it, but he's not going to make you do it. He's got all the power you need. Leo said, there's power in these walls. He's got all the power you need. But you got to plug in. Sometimes you got to plug in. What is your plug? Faith pleases God. Plug your faith into the power of God and it will come out. Plug it in, Larry Honeycutt. Plug it in. Both hands. Get you two plugs. Whatever you need from God, you plug, you say it. That's plugging it in. I got it. If you want you another old truck, get you another old truck, brother. Come pick me up. We go ride. Like Colette. Wait a minute now, Colette. That might not be your vision now. Y'all got to pray about that. If God appears to Colette in a dream and she sees Larry driving another truck, Colette going to say, okay, God, I guess it is true. she's going to have to submit, repent and submit. God likes to have fun. He got to stir us up, man. Because if we don't, we'll just settle to the bottom. I don't want to be old catfish Christian. Always sucking the mud out of stuff. I want to be one that's jumping up out the ocean like them dolphins, man. Jumping up so everybody can see Jesus in me. Amen. Jonah was in the belly of a whale. I bet he said, I don't want to go that ride no more. I bet he straightened his act up a little bit. I don't want to be in the belly of the fish. I want to be the fish. Amen. I want to be the fish for Jesus. Be a fish. Amen. Go fish. Remember the old car? Go fish. Go find Jesus. He loves to fish. Leo's going to take me fishing one day. It's getting closer and closer, Leo. I can hear it, man. I can see the fish on my line and not on Leo's. I'm catching all the fish. I say, Leo, clean these fish, and then we'll go cook them and eat them. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you right now, somebody's visions is coming alive. There's an anointing right now. Whatever God's called you to do and told you to do, you need to wrap it around right now and say, I got it. I got it. I got it. I don't care. Little things, that's okay. Do the little thing. But do it in joy. Do it with all your heart, Lisa. I know we heard some good testimonies, and you sacrificed a lot of things to be there for Miss Alicia, and she is so thankful. She was so thankful. And she says, now, Lisa, you know what to do. You know what to do. Do it with all your heart. Watch God. God's going to do some things, special things for you, Miss Lisa. Give him voice to it, amen. Give him voice. It was good seeing James in church. It was good seeing James in church. That's a good thing. That's a good vision to hang on to right there. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Good things happen in church. I'm not saying you've got to be here for good things to happen, but good things happen in church. If you're in the right church. Not every church is a good church. There's a church of Satan out there. That ain't a good church. But this ain't. This is a good church, Ron. I tell you what, God is good. He's mighty. There's six times, and I'm closing down here. There's six times, and I thank God because I really wasn't sure what I was going to preach on. And I wasn't sure until I got up this morning and still wasn't sure when I copied and pasted it and printed it out, Miss Tammy. But I thank God for the anointing for the Holy Ghost because he is always faithful. He knows I've been doing some things and, you know, the business side of everything and just some things going on. But I thank God for that anointing. I would never trade this anointing. I know what David said when he said, Lord, take not thy anointing from me. He doesn't do that. But I'm saying David didn't have the Holy Ghost on the inside. It would come upon him for service. Lord, if I was David, I'd say, Lord, I always want to be in the service. A part of the service, that anointing. Because it always causes you to have victory. Amen. Can you see David going after a giant man? But he already fought the lion and the bear because he knew God was faithful. See, you just don't go fight a giant if you ain't fought the lion and the bear. So your battle a lot of times is going to be at home with your kids and with your family. Amen. That's a lot of times where the battle, the devil wants to hit you at home. He knows if he can knock you out at home, you're going to be taking all that with you wherever you're trying to do. Amen. So your battle main thing is going to be at home. And the big part is going to be, it's going to be in the mirror. It's going to be between me and you. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. Because the only person you can change is you. Now, I'm saying that because I know I got battles at home. But you know what? Jesus has delivered, given me victory over every one. If I'll be slow to hear, Lord. Slow to wrath. Be swift to hear. That's why God gave you two of them. Swift to hear both sides of the story. Amen. Somebody need to hear that. You need to hear both sides of the story before you make your judgment. And then you say, I'm not the judge. God is. I know what I got to do. Love. Love boat. Da 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 da. Hey, the world needs to hear that on the love boat because there's the coronavirus out there. They need to have Dr. Jesus on the boat. Praying for those people, having people standing up in faith like old Smith Wigglesworth would or John G. Lake when the plagues was hitting Africa. It ain't going to touch me. It ain't going to touch my body. Why? Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. John G. Lake believed in the power of God. He said, put the plague on my finger. Put it on my hand and put the microscope and watch it die. That's the faith we got to have in these last days. That's the visions we're going to have. That's the visions God's given us in his word. And he'll give you a dream if he needs to keep you alive. Amen. And keep that vision alive. It is for an appointed time. And I'd say the time is now. God told us it's our time. It's your time, Pastor. It's our time, church, to arise and do great things for God. And he needs each one of us in our place. Amen. And I ain't saying you're not. But we need more people in more places. Amen. Come on, y'all got to say amen on that. Amen. Miss Lisa came to the front, stood on this pulpit, and preached for about an hour, 45, maybe at least 35, 40 minutes yesterday, her and her family. God brought her. She did it too. But why? Because of the Holy Ghost and strength. He's going to need you to do more of that, Lisa. Not maybe 110 people, but maybe one or two or 10. to stand up there and release that anointing, that power of love. The spirit of grace, minister grace to all those that are here. So God spoke 6 times in the New Testament to Joseph, and 4 in the New Testament, 4 of those, out of those 6, was to Joseph. In the New Testament, just 6 times in dreams. And I'm not going to hit all these for time's sake. You can go back, Matthew 2:13. It says, when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee unto Egypt. Egypt? Why Egypt? That's where Pharaoh is. God said. If God said, don't go to Walmart today, go to who? Target. There you go. Go to Target in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't like Target. I don't care. There's a sale on down there. You'll love it when you see it. Go to Egypt. Take your son to Egypt in a dream. See, that would have to be God in a dream. In Egypt, Joseph's lineage, Egypt, they're the ones that, you know, kicked us out, you know, that made us slaves, and God got us out of there. Take Jesus, the Son of God, down there, Lord. thank you, Jesus. I hear Dr. Howard. Don't go too far out there, Rob, because I can hear him saying, there's so many places I could go with that. But he says, stay focused here. So that's my pastor. That's the Holy Ghost speaking. And flee into Egypt and be there until I bring you a word. A word. Don't try to do the next thing till you know God's finished with the last thing. You're like, I need a word. What's the next thing, Lord? If you don't hear a word, keep doing what you're doing. Because he ain't done with you there doing that. I will bring thee a word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy. Who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? So Herod was being influenced, possessed by the devil. Devil after Jesus. I know he's been after him since Genesis. Guess what? God says, I got him hid. He can't find him. Amen. But God knows where the devil is. See, God, Satan's the one that's lost. He's lost everlasting life. He has everlasting damnation. It's what the devil's looking forward to. And he's trying to take as many of God's people on the earth with him. That's why God sent Jesus. Oh, you ain't doing that to my people. He still wants us free. Matthew 2:19, talking about still dreams to Joseph. And when Herod was dead, say dead. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and to Joseph in Egypt. Let him know, hey, that who sought you is dead. And then Matthew 2:22, and when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, somebody took the throne from Herod, and it's this guy, and Joseph's heard about him. He know he not too good of a good character either. He kind of like the mafia, you know. They ain't good people, unless you in the mafia. If you in their family, you okay. But Joseph knew this guy wasn't too good either, because he said he was afraid. Joseph was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside, and that's why he went to Galilee. And Jesus was Jesus of Galilee. Why? God sent him there to protect him from this other lineage of Herod, that he still had bad intentions. See, this it took a while for Herod, all that evil that was going on in there. God had to work. Now, God didn't want to kill Herod, but when you after to kill your son, you know, a lot of times we got to get the sword and we got to get the gun out. Some people trying to kill my family personally, physically. Had this guy that burned Dallas's car, had I met him on the street that night, I kind of talked about how God protects you. You know, I didn't see nobody out there, but had I walked out there, I know they had a knife because they slashed our tire. You know, they could have slashed the pastor's stomach, you know. So the devil don't care. And when he gets scared, he do crazy things. The devil with people. Wonder why people, they do stupid stuff, evil stuff. It's because of the devil. They're so messed up in their mind. They could be on drugs, too. That just kind of amplifies everything. But I always got my sword, and I never leave home without it. It's the word of God in the name of Jesus. If you don't have a gun, put the devil, you know, the word of God will put the devil on the run. So these 3 out of 4 dreams, here God spoke to Joseph to warn him that it was still too dangerous to take the family, say family, to Walmart, to home. It wasn't time to take the family there to go back home yet. God loves us. He loves his people. And he's doing everything that he can then and today to keep us safe. But our problem is we just don't listen too good sometimes, Lisa. And then we get in trouble and we say, we need to say, Lord, I'm sorry, I repent. That's a good thing to say. Godly dreams equal godly visions. And God wants us to have, say, clear vision every day. I thank God for blue skies. I'm so tired of gray and rain. And I've let my authority go forth. Because God said he ain't flooding the earth. He ain't bringing all. He never intended for us to have rain. His design was perfect. The devil destroyed it. Messed it up for a few thousand years. But it's going to be changed. He thinks he's doing damage. He is. But he ain't gonna see the goodness of God in the glory forever like we are. We're going to see God in his glory forever and ever and ever. So my last scripture, Romans 8:14, says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, that's sons and daughters, they are the sons and daughters of God. As we've seen over these last 7 weeks since 2020, talking about dreams, talking about visions, God has been speaking to and protecting his people by speaking in dreams and in visions. We got to remember that God did this a lot because they were not born again. They didn't have the Spirit of God living on the inside of them in the Old Testament and when Jesus was preaching, when Jesus was living on the earth physically. So today, we're in a dispensation of grace. And through the outpouring and infilling, I like that. God pour out his Spirit and then he infilled us with his Spirit. But see, like Leo says, that's a choice too. We have to choose to let God fill us with his Spirit. Now that, once we get born again, you're filled. You're sealed. You're healed. You're delivered. You're set free. You're everything God's called you to be. I like that. That sounded good. I'm going to get that recorded myself. But you got to keep that feeling going on. That feeling going on. That infilling, Miss Tammy. You got to keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. I don't care what people say to you, what they do to you. You keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself there, Vicky. Keep yourself there and watch God do miracles. Keep yourself in the love of God, Cecil. Keep yourself saturated in his healing power. And you will finish your race with joy. Joy. Amen. The number one way that God wants to speak to us and guide us is by his word, the word of God, revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. That's the way God operates. He never changes. The covenant's changed. God never changes. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. You got great potential. God, when he sees you, he sees generations of blessing. Amen. And that's what he sees. I don't care what we do, we cannot change his perspective on what he saw when he said, man, it's very good. He sees you very good. Very good. Amen. Lord, we thank you. I thank you for this message today, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, I got it preached 3 minutes earlier than what I wanted to finish up at. Lord, we met the goal. Holy Ghost, you were right on. And I thank you, Father, for this inspiring message that brought light and revelation. That, Lord, you are the great and mighty God, Jehovah. And when you speak, it shall come to pass. And I thank you, Lord, that we're going to have a year of clear vision. That, Lord, I just see things.